presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
RT World News, October 9, 8:23 America New York, Danish PM warns against Western war fatigue. Mette Frederiksen told a NATO assembly on Monday that the West must expand and deepen its support for Kiev.
WorldCBSNews.com,
October 9, 8:22 America New York, Nobel in Economics awarded for research on workplace gender gap. Claudia Golden, whose work shed light on the gender gap in pay, is just the third woman out of 93 economics laureates to win the Nobel.
Wall Street Journal World News,
October 9, 8:16 America New York, Evergrande investors warn of uncontrollable collapse. Evergrande's 11th-hour cancellation of a $19 billion debt restructuring could lead to a messy collapse and have a catastrophic effect on other troubled companies in the sector, its bond investors said.
The Independent,
October 9, 8:15 America New York, airport suspends flights after threat of attack on plane from Iran. Flights have been suspended at Germany's Hamburg airport this morning after authorities received a threat of an attack against a plane from the Iranian capital Tehran. Copyright Getty Images.
Fox World News,
October 9, 8:14 America New York, families of Israelis feared kidnapped by Hamas terrorists speak out. We're at home waiting to hug you. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, children, aunts and uncles are missing feared kidnapped by Hamas terrorists. Family members relay their heartbreaking stories. Wall Street Journal World News,
October 9, 8:06 America New York, U.S. probe of Russia sanctions busting focuses on major oil trader. The investigation is examining whether Murtaza Lakhani, founder and chief executive of Mercantile and AMP Maritime Group, traded Russian oil in breach of Western sanctions.
Fox World News,
October 9, 8:04 America New York, Israel reveals scope of overnight siege on Gaza Strip, says more than 500 targets struck. The Israeli Air Force says hundreds of targets, including multiple Hamas command centers, have been hit overnight in strikes on the Gaza Strip.
The Washington Times Stories, Advocacy, October 9, 8:03 America New York, Supreme Court could drop California's shield for doctors who mail abortion pills. California's new law protecting in-state doctors and pharmacists who prescribe and provide the abortion pill to out-of-state patients could be upended by the Supreme Court if the justices choose to review the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone.
Wall Street Journal World News,
October 9, 8 o'clock America New York, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has a $19,000 lectern problem. The governor is embroiled in a scandal, dubbed Podiumgate, on social media, over a seemingly expensive piece of furniture to stand behind while speaking.
Wall Street Journal World News,
October 9, 8 o'clock America New York, he tried coaching T-ball. The major leagues were easier. Legendary manager Bruce Bochy came out of retirement to lead the Texas Rangers back to the postseason. So far, it's all going according to plan.
Wall Street Journal World News,
October 9, 8 o'clock America New York, U.S. prepares crackdown on Russian oil sanctions evasion. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. is likely to start enforcing the $60 a barrel price cap on Russian oil.
Wall Street Journal World News,
October 9, 8 o'clock America New York, U.S., China both try to gain upper hand ahead of Biden-Xi summit. Washington is expected to roll out updated tech controls, while Xi Jinping is expected to mark closeness with Vietnam on the heels of Biden visit there.
Wall Street Journal World News,
October 9, 8 o'clock America New York, the rare indicator that's still optimistic about China's property market. Iron ore's price has risen more than 20% since late May, outperforming metals such as copper and gold.
New York Times World News, October 9, 8 o'clock America New York, Yellen may face questions in Morocco over U.S. dysfunction. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen calls on Congress to authorize more economic support for Ukraine.
Fox World News,
October 9, 7:57 America New York, senior Taliban officials visit Afghan villages following earthquake that caused 2,000 deaths. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.3 has struck the province of Herat in Afghanistan. Taliban officials are making visits to the impacted area that has recorded at least 2,000 deaths.